From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. Army forces fought Shiite militiamen in the Iraqi holy city of Najaf today. Battles raged near a police station and in a large cemetery as the soldiers fired on backers of the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The Shrine of Ali, one of the most sacred sites in Shiite Islam, suffered minor damage in the fighting. We'll hear more about the shrine in just a moment. But first to NPR's Eric Westervelt in Baghdad.
The sprawling ancient Najaf cemetery, called the Valley of Peace, hardly matched its name today. Witnesses say explosions and small arms fire shook the area. The U.S. says Sadr fighters regularly set up mortar positions amidst the cemetery's tombs and headstones. Today, for the first time, the U.S. Army sent in tanks to clear the area. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett.
At 11:30, elements positively identified an enemy 60-millimeter mortar position and rocket-propelled grenade teams inside a cemetery. Helicopters confirmed this visually, but were unable to engage the enemy due to their proximity to the Ali Shrine. Ground troops were called, engaged, and destroyed the mortar teams at 13:10.
Health officials in Najaf told NPR that the city's two largest hospitals treated more than 20 civilians wounded in the fighting. One civilian was killed. Doctors there said the roads were so dangerous, ambulances and physicians had trouble reaching all the wounded. An unknown number of Sadr fighters were killed and injured. No U.S. casualties were reported. The revered shrine of Imam Ali, one of the holiest sites in Shiite Islam, was damaged slightly in the day's fighting, apparently by machine gun fire. It's not clear which side caused the three deep gashes in the shrine's golden dome. A Sadr aide blamed the Americans. The U.S. denied it and blamed Sadr. General Kimmett charged Sadr fighters with using civilian areas and holy sites, much like human shields.
I would ask you to go back to Muqtada's militia and say, why are you using the shrine to store weapons? Why are you using the shrine as a place to set up firing positions? Why are you using the shrine as a location to shoot mortar rounds at coalition forces and Iraqi forces that are inside legitimate Iraqi police stations?
During the six-week confrontation with Sadr's militia, U.S. commanders have repeatedly said they'll do everything possible to avoid damaging sacred sites and risk inflaming a larger Shiite revolt. While each side blames the other for recklessness near holy sites, today's damage to the Imam Ali shrine could reverberate. Images of the pockmarked dome were broadcast on Arabic news channels seen throughout the Middle East. Late today in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah, Italian troops and Filipino security guards were reportedly pinned down after Sadr fighters attacked administrative offices of the U.S.-led occupation authority. Despite signs of progress earlier in the week, Friday's intensified fighting underscored the huge obstacles tribal and religious figures face in finding a negotiated end to the Sadr conflict. The U.S. is sticking by demands that the 31-year-old radical cleric face charges for the murder of a rival cleric, and Kimmett says disband his army.
They are trying to achieve, through the barrel of a gun, what should be achieved in this country, through the ballot box.
Muqtada Sadr has alienated many moderate Shia with his call to arms, fiery rhetoric, and political ambition. But his message continues to resonate among some, particularly the young urban poor, deeply angry at the U.S. occupation. Meantime, as part of a regularly scheduled release, the U.S. freed 315 Iraqi detainees from Abu Ghraib Friday. The move comes a day after Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld visited the prison at the center of the abuse scandal. Several packed buses pulled out of the prison this morning. Under U.S. guard, freed Iraqis were driven to their hometowns. The first of several courts-martial in the abuse case is scheduled for next Wednesday in Baghdad. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.